Panelist Robin Graber works with the rape recovery team at the Women's Center of Jacksonville. He says stalking can take many forms.
It can be them showing up at certain places, following you in the car, but it can also be just sending you Facebook messages, creating multiple profiles to friend you if you block them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any of
those. He says it's important for people to recognize when another person's advances makes them feel uncomfortable or scared and get help. FSCJ Security Sergeant Jesse Heenis is here for the discussion. He says it's key for victims to file reports documenting every incident, even if an arrest isn't being made.
So yeah, they should keep a report so that in the future, if something does happen, they have a track record of what's been going on. Everybody wants evidence.
According to the National Center for Victims of Crime, most stalkers know their victims. Psychotherapists say it's an act of control. FSCJ student Bailey Reno says she experienced just that when trying to end a relationship.
Tons of phone calls. I'd wake up with 30 voicemails, 50 phone calls, 20 text messages.
The panelists agree. If something doesn't feel right, trust your gut and report it. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.